USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is issuing a citywide curfew for Friday evening after several nights of unrest, riots, looting, and protesters following the police-involved death of George Floyd. The curfew begins Friday night at 8 o'clock local time and extends until 6 a.m. Saturday. President Trump says he's keeping a close eye on the situation in Minnesota.
So we are working very closely with the Justice Department. We're working with local law enforcement. We're working with everybody, and we're speaking with the family. And hopefully everything can be fairly taken care of. I understand the hurt. I understand the pain.
The president also announcing that the United States' relationship with the World Health Organization is officially over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says there will be no pressure in launching SpaceX's first astronaut crew from American soil in nearly a decade.
There will be no pressure. We will launch when we are ready. And I'll tell you, the president and the vice president were proud of the NASA team and the SpaceX team for making the right call for the right reasons.
The flight was scrubbed on Wednesday due to bad weather caused by a tropical storm off the coast. Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana discusses the weather forecast for Saturday.
You know, obviously it's a challenge to compete with the weather here in Florida in the summer, but we're going to do what's right. So we're moving ahead, and it sounds like we got about a 50-50 chance with the weather again tomorrow, and we'll see how it works out.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is giving the thumbs up to outdoor professional sporting events in most of the state's 254 counties at 25% capacity beginning on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, more than 170 businesses have been damaged so far in St. Paul, Minnesota from rioting and looting as unrest continues to grow in the Twin Cities over the death of George Floyd in police custody earlier this week. Lloyd Drilling is a jewelry store owner. He tells Fox News he's unsure if he's going to be able to rebuild.
It's a tough one to come in and see, you know, what started years ago and now No, it's just complete devastation. It's just like a hurricane came through and busted every piece of glass there is, these old nice cases, and there's probably not another store around like it, and I don't really know if we can rebuild something like this.
This year's Boston Marathon is officially canceled, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains why.
Organizers officially canceled the Boston Marathon for the first time in its history and ending a 124-year run that had persisted through two world wars and another pandemic. The race, which draws a field of over 30,000 and had already been postponed from April 20th to September 14th, will be replaced by a virtual event in which participants who verify they ran 26.2 miles will receive their finisher's medal.
And finally, Saturday's NASCAR Xfinity race at Bristol has been pushed back to Monday to accommodate Fox. The Cup Series drivers will still be racing Sunday with green flag dropping at 3:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.